We have been covering the story of the people who were killed in the Yuxge River, part of that baptism ceremony washed away on Saturday. Emergency medical services yesterday still searching for the bodies, including a three-month-old baby. Veronica Mukhaudi, EWN reporter, has been speaking to the families of the victims of this Yuxge River tragedy. Veronica, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. This is absolutely tragic. It could have been avoided. There were warnings. What is the family saying?
Well, thank you very much, Mandy. We are back in the community of Alexandria today, of course, as you've mentioned, to speak to the families and just some of the survivors as well. Many of the families here are still coming to terms with their loss. And others, of course, Mandy, that we've spoken to have been actually children, young teenagers as well, who were part of this baptism ceremony taken by their parents. There's still a lot of mystery surrounding this church, and of course, many of those who have spoken to us have told us how they were taken here by their parents, who are, one would say, devout, you know, believers of this pastor and of this church, which we can really establish now, Mandy, is, one would say, a makeshift or a backyard church within this community of Alexandria in First Park. Mandy, of course, as we speak, the search and rescue operations are still continuing for the three-month-old baby. We are, at this current moment, heading to the household of that particular young girl who was washed away by those waters. We do know that search and emergency rescue teams now are still continuing to comb through the Yuxge River along Main Road in Lone Hill. While we were there earlier this morning, EMS teams did tell us that about 40 to 100 worshippers often gather here at the weekend. But as our search continued, Mandy, one of the big reactions we've gotten were from community members who also are wondering and are calling for answers around the cloud of mystery that surrounds this tragedy.
And what else have they been saying to you in terms of what actually happened? Obviously, an incredibly difficult time for the family.
Absolutely, Mandy. But just from what we've heard from the eyewitnesses that were on the scene, they say that it was, in fact, raining on the day that the pastor led the group of church members to the river. Many, of course, now saying the community, in fact, that they believe that the church members are actually part of the reason why authorities are unable to locate them. Let's just have a listen to one of the eyewitnesses that were there.
It's very difficult to allocate him at this present moment, because even the members that knows where he is, no one can tell you exactly. This is where the pastor was supposed to come forward and just give clarity, because there's no how you can be a driver of a car whereby your passengers are dead, you are not. Who was driving the vehicle? And now, if you were driving the vehicle, why are you not coming forward and tell people exactly this is what happened, so that people can have peace? Because now it's just a mist. And
where is that pastor? He needs to be held accountable. Veronica Mukhaudi, EWN reporter out in Alexandria, thank you very much for your time today and for speaking to us about that story.